Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. The right to assemble and to free speech in London's Hyde Park has a long tradition. Speaker's Corner has been around since 1872. Karl Marx and George Orwell have spread their words in Hyde Park, but mostly Speaker's Corner belongs to the voice of regular folks. A public forum that is much needed in Berlin, feels Peter Lüder.
Also, mein großes Thema ist Kommunikation.
Lüder says his big issue is communication and how people treat each other. Based on his experience, the rhetoric coach and theater director regrets that people tend to belittle themselves and their cause. He's chosen the giant park on the former Tempelhof Airport as a location for the German version of Speaker's Corner. In his mind, an amazing space to get amateur speakers started.
Speaker's Corner Berlin.
It's a new location, a new platform for opinion making, says a rhetoric coach.
Meinungsbildung.
A spoken word event kicked off the Berlin Speaker's Corner in Tempelhof Park. Anyone over 14 could participate. The speakers got 2 minutes to spread their ideas. About 300 listeners showed up, and enough speakers to stretch the event over 3 hours. An older man talked about changes in his neighborhood. A young Berliner spoke of an environmental project. And one woman called for overcoming barriers in a less alienating world. Peter Lüder was touched. At least 2 people told him that it was their first time to speak in front of so many people. And this is exactly what he had hoped for. That Berliners would voice their opinions given a platform usually occupied by prominent people and politicians. The Berlin Speaker's Corner is still in the making. To keep people coming, Lüder plans another speaker challenge for the 5th of September. For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.